Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie. I love the part of that song in there that says, can all the darkness cannot stop the light. I love that. And that's so true. Well, I want to welcome each and everyone that's on here tonight. And to say again, for anyone that's listening by computer that would like to call in, The guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. And if you want prayer, be sure and press 1 on your phone. That'll put your hand up so that I know that you want to speak with me. Excuse me. But anyhow, thank you each and everyone for taking your time tonight, because I know everyone's time is so valuable. People are so busy these days, but thank you for taking your time to be with me. I truly, truly appreciate it. It is June the 14th, halfway through this month as of tomorrow. I'm getting older every day. But anyhow, thanks each and everyone, and I just appreciate you guys. But, you know, some Monday nights, sometimes I take, you know, I sit down and I talk to the Lord, and I, you know, he gives me scriptures and lessons and things like that, and I take time to write all that out. Tonight, I did spend time with the Lord, but I didn't really feel to do that tonight. Tonight, I'm really just going to share with my heart, you know, my heart, and just talk to you guys just like I would if you were sitting here in the house with me, visiting with me. And, you know, just watching the things that are going on and listening to what others are saying. You know, I'm hearing so many different preachers and pastors and various ones, because, I mean, I'm on Facebook. I read a lot of that stuff that's on there. And how many people are saying what a hard season it's been. I think for lay people, for Christians, and even just for the world, that the last 12, maybe up to 15 months, but definitely for like the last 12 months, some of them are saying it's one of the hardest seasons they've ever gone through in their life. And the thing that, you know, for me personally, and I know for others, it seems like waiting on things, you know, you feel like that you've been in limbo a lot, that you're waiting on this to happen. Okay, I'm waiting for the pandemic to get over with. I'm waiting for, you know, in my case, was waiting for the inheritance case to be finished, still waiting for some little loose ends of that to tie up. For others, maybe waiting get to move. I'll put my hand up on that one, too. Waiting for, you know, some trying to get through school things so that, you know, one friend had been waiting, trying to get all of her lessons in and all of her tests taken to get a real estate license and various things. You know, people waiting to get the right job that'll help them, waiting to hear from the Lord. Where to, you know, which church to attend, waiting to hear from God, which town to move to. And there's so many, we've been in a time of just waiting. And it can, honestly, it can get very frustrating after a while when you wait and you wait and you wait. And, you know, you have your expectancy up and your faith up. And you're thinking, God, you know, I thought this would have happened by now. You know, I thought that I would be to the other side of this by now. You know, and I'll raise both hands on that. But, you know, what we have to be very careful of, the enemy tries very hard at times to get us into discouragement, to get us into a feeling of, is this really going to happen? Of course, he's always there trying to speak into our ears and saying, you know, is this really going to happen? Is God really going to do this for you? You know, is God going to really come through for you? And we know he does. We know he does. I was listening today to just a little short video that Bobby Connor had done. He may live in North Carolina now. He lived in Bullard, not far from here, for many years. And so I've got to hear him in person a little bit, but I consider him a local boy, you know, that lived around Tyler. But now I think he's in there. But anyhow, if you've ever heard of him, he's a wonderful speaker and wonderful man of God. But he was talking about people's time. And I thought, you know, during this time of waiting, during these times when we feel like we're waiting, you know, it really is very, very important how we wait. You know, our posture during the waiting, you know, are we busying ourselves with the other things? You know, just like all of the time we've had here, oh, Lord, we've had so much rain in Texas. And it finally, here the last few days, we've gotten some sunshine. You know, quick to get into the heat of the season. But we had a solid month of rain, you know, to where you were like, is there anything I can do? You know, I need to mow the yard. I need to clean fence lines. I'm needing to you know, cut grass, you know, I'm needing to bale hay or, you know, got things I need to do outside. I need to work with the horses. We need to do some things with the cattle. You know, just any number of things. Or you might even say, okay, I just wanted to go fishing somewhere. I wanted to do this or that. And with the rain, it you know, you're just kind of locked in the house. You know, trying to figure out, okay, what can I do in here? I don't want to clean house every single day. Maybe should, don't really want to. So it's really important how we spend our time. Anyhow, I heard Bobby say he had looked up some statistics and things that talking about, he said it was really sad that people, I'm assuming this would be Christians, but said people on average spend 0.07, that's less than 1%. Actually, that's not even a 0.75% of their time worshiping God. And I thought, that's so sad, you know. That's so sad that all of us, I mean, I do it too. I get busy and I'm doing other things or, you know, we get to watching television. We spend entirely too much time on social media and things like that. But I thought, Lord, all of these days that I have sit in the house that we couldn't do a whole lot other than maybe do some paperwork or some bookwork, or we've been packing boxes and going ahead and cleaning out some of the closets and just packing things and taking them to a storage unit in preparation for doing the house. But, you know, if it's raining, you can't really put the boxes in the bed of the truck and haul them to the storage unit either. So sometimes that even cripples being able to do that. But it's like, Lord, remind us, you know, those days that, you know, those times when we have extra time that we could spend in the Word or worshiping God or singing to the Lord or just sitting quietly with God and listening. But I thought, you know, Lord, I can look back. You know, sometimes when we feel like we're not making progress, we feel like we're just in that waiting time of whatever we're waiting on to come to pass. You know, and sometimes discouragement comes, sometimes frustration, sometimes even anger. You know, I was talking to my husband the other day. You know, a lot of the things we see going on in the news and the politicians and that sorts of things. And, you know, we're seeing so many lies being told and just injustices that are happening and things being twisted to where they're nowhere close to reality. It's easy to get angry. You know, it's easy to get mad. And I was talking to my husband. I said, that's one thing as Christians we have to be very careful about, is to separate as best we can the sin from the person, you know, so that we don't let anger and bitterness take place in our hearts, you know, really take root in our hearts, that we always keep in mind that people, you know, people that are telling lies, people are, you know, that they are bound in one way or another, that they are needing deliverance, they are needing a Savior, they are needing to see light. So how are they truly have understanding of where they're going, of the damage that they're not only doing to themselves, but the damage that they're doing to others, you know, the damage that they're doing to our country, you know, and you really feel, or I feel, that most of them, if they truly could see, if they truly could understand, that they would not do it, that they would change. If they could truly see the hole they're digging for themselves, if they really honestly knew God's love, if they honestly truly knew that Jesus is real, that he was and is a real person, that he really did walk the streets of Calvary and die for them. It helps. And many times we don't know what people have been through either. You know, it helps to try to separate the sin, because we hate sin as Christians. We hate sin. We hate darkness. You know, the Lord, you know, he says to love light and hate the darkness, and we do. But we still have to be able to keep a heart of compassion enough to pray for people that are absolutely lost, even though many times they're doing destruction to us personally. You know, many of these things that are going on in the nation right now, it's bringing destruction to us personally as a nation, but as individuals as well. And I was just telling my husband, because sometimes he gets really mad about some of the stuff going on, and And I mean, I look at some of the things and I shake my head. And I know I've veered off the subject a little bit of being in a time, you know, a waiting time and going through that. But, you know, while we've been waiting, we've been seeing these things going on. That's just one of the traps of the enemy that I think we all have to be careful about, is that we don't let the anger and the bitterness truly take root in our heart and understand that people need deliverance, that people need to know Jesus. They need to be able to see the truth, the scales taken from their eyes, because many times they think they're doing a good thing. You know, in truth, sometimes it's just greed and things like that. But even there, if they really, really understood, I think we would see a different side of them. We would see deliverance, and we would see them walk into the light. I mean, that's what we want, is to see people step into the light. But anyhow, as I was thinking about those times when, because I'll be honest, we have to fight discouragement sometimes when we're in lengthy battles. Whether it's health issues that go on and on, you know, many times for years and years, whether it's financial things that go on for years and years, and many times these kind of battles do, that, you know, I look back and I was thinking, Lord, through the years, you know, I've walked those battles. I've gone through battles, that health issues that went on for years and years and years. Years and years, and went through, you know, many times have gone through financial battles that went on for years. I also realized that the enemy will typically fight you the worst in the areas of your greatest anointing. So many times if you're called to great financial things, the enemy's going to really fight you in financial areas. I think he fights all Christians in those areas, but you may get fought a little more if you've really been called to wealth or called to really sow into the kingdom in a large way and to do things. Sometimes God, if you're called into healing anointings and things, there will be, seems like we'll fight health battles. Just like I know, like Benny Hinn stuttered and God had called him to preach. The same was true with Oral Roberts. I think he had a stutter problem and was called to preach. And of course we know about Moses that stuttered. And God had called him to lead an entire people, which, of course, he had to speak to them much. So we can take encouragement in that sometimes if we're being fought extra hard in a certain area, know that that's more than likely an area that God has called you to, that there's actually a great anointing and a great favor of God there. But as I was talking to the Lord earlier, I thought, God, you know, those lengthy times of battle, those lengthy times of waiting, you know, I can look back to those times and see that they were actually some of the most productive times spiritually in my life. That, you know, and we've heard that it's in the valley where, you know, where the fruit grows the biggest. It's in the valley where the crops grow. It's in the valley where the grasses are the most lush. And on the mountaintops, and we know this in the natural, on the mountaintops there's not much that grows because it's mostly rock. The mountaintops are beautiful and they're wonderful and they're refreshing. And you can get certainly a different perspective on a mountaintop because you can see for a distance. You can see what's around you more than you can in the valley. But the valleys are very fertile. That's fertile ground. And it's true in the spirit realm for us, that it's in those valley times so often that God plows up our fields, you know, our hearts. He plows up that fallow ground and it becomes a fertile ground, because when we're going through difficult times, as a whole, most of us, that's when we're questioning God. We're self-searching. We're God, show me areas that need to change. God, forgive me. And in that broken place, in that broken place in our hearts, that God is able to do so much as far as planning and growing. But I look back and it's like, Lord, some of those darkest times of life were when the Lord would give me the most dreams and visions and understanding. Times when there were so many times that the Lord would give me songs during those times, you know, because in the hurt, you know, in the pain, songs would be birthed. you know, in those times when your heart is tender, when your heart has gone through so much and you're searching for God, that we hear. He's able to pour in because we're receptive. You know, we're not distracted. When you're going through things, most often you're hunting God. You're longing for God. You're searching for Him. And a lot of those other things that can distract us and can take our attention when things are good, they're not quite able to do that during those times because we're so focused on God, I need help. God, I need deliverance. God, I need wisdom. God, I need breakthrough. You know, and those have been some of the times of hearing God and God visiting me and having some most spectacular visitations from the Lord and experiences that. You know, another night I'll share some of them, but to be honest, you know, some of those things I look back and I'm like, wow, God, how would I even describe that? You know, I've shared some of the dreams, and God does give me dreams. That's just been something that He's put in my life, that He leads me with dreams, and that's just been a way the Lord has talked to me many times, is through dreams and things like that, and they'll come in seasons. But I guess I'm saying all of this just to say that as we go through some of these lengthy times that have been so difficult, let's not waste not one minute with distractions or discouragement. You know, push back against that sort of thing and use those times to draw closer to God, to listen to God. You know, when I have at times when I would think, okay, I need to press, just the thought of pressing this sounds silly, but just the thought of pressing would kind of make me a little tense. You know, it's like, okay, I've got to do more. I've got to do better. I've got to press. And I thought, you know, that's a wrong attitude there. That's a wrong way of thinking. And I thought, you know, God, correct my thinking there. And I thought, you know, as a kid, if you were ever playing tug of war or you were ever doing the Rover, Red Rover, I may be telling my age here, you know, where you'd run through stuff, you didn't mind pressing if you knew you could win. You know, I was a fairly physical kid growing up. I was always real active, so at least where little girls were concerned, I was stronger than most of them. And, you know, stuff like that, you know, I went at it gung-ho because I knew I could do it. You know, I knew I could do it. And, you know, so when even with our spiritual life, if we're talking about it, we're thinking about, okay, I need to press through this with that attitude of, I know that I'm going to come out victorious. I thought, you know what, you don't feel tension. It doesn't feel like an anxiety moment of pressing through when you know that you're going to come out on top. Pressing through or pressing only feels tense when there's that question of, will I make it? Will I be victorious? Will I make it or will I fail? Will I fall short? And I thought, Lord, forgive me for ever letting the idea of pressing during a difficult time make me feel anxious in any way. Because we know with Christ, the Word says that we are more than overcomers through Christ that loves us. And we can do all things through Christ. So it's like, Lord, we should always have that feeling of, I'm going to press through because I know that I'm going to come out on top. I know that you're going to bring me through. And Lord, I'm going to come out on the other side better and stronger and with more wisdom than I had when I went in. Come out on the other side with better finances than I had when I went in. I'm going to come out on the other side with greater health than I had when I went in. I'm going to come out on the other side with more favor and more understanding and more faith than I had when I started. You know, if we start looking at those valleys as that place of great growth, great harvest, You know, and when we plant a garden in the valley and the soil is so rich, there's a great harvest there. And we still love the mountains for sure. You know, the mountains are so refreshing, so beautiful. But let's make the most of our valleys, make the most of our time. And Lord, help us to know, God, show us how to make the most of our time, Lord. Show us those things that are truly valuable. Sometimes when we're going through the valley, that's a good time to really take count of what's valuable for our time, what's worthy. Lord, I just thank you for these people tonight, and Lord, I thank you for leading us and guiding us, Lord, that time is in your hands, and the word says there's a time for all things. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even as we wait, Lord, as we're waiting on things to come through, as we're waiting for some things to complete, Lord, for each and every one, I'm sure that everyone that's listening has some things that they're waiting on to happen. Lord, that you give us strength and wisdom and courage. And Lord, that you give us an expectancy of good, an expectancy with joy, Lord, that we, Lord, that when we press with that knowing in our hearts that we're going to come out, we're getting to the other side, that you're going to bring us to the other side, and Lord, that we're going to come out on top because we're yours, simply because we're yours, and because you love us, and you're with us, and you're for us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to play one more song while I write down phone numbers. This is a song. It's actually one of my songs that I wrote here, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. I haven't played it in a good while, but it's called Storm Song, and it's about God giving you a song. God giving us a song when we're going through storms.
and I'm protected by your purest blood. Lord, you take me by the hand, and you tell me I'm your own in the midst of a storm. You give me a song. Jesus, you are my shepherd. I can trust you. I can trust you all day long. I can stand when the storm is raging. Cause you sustain me with your
callers now. Lord, I thank you for each and every one. Lord, open our hearts to hear. Lord, I open my mouth according to your word. And Lord, I expect you and I thank you, Lord, for filling it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. My first caller is 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
She's well, thank you.
Oh, good, good. How are things going with you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
I could identify with your word tonight in the waiting.
I understand. As I said a while ago, there's probably everybody listening is waiting on something. You know,
yes.
I feel like I've been in a holding pattern for several years here. Things are finally completing and, you know, getting ready to start the next phase of things. But even in just knowing some of y'all's stories, you know, different ones of waiting and waiting, and it can get lengthy. It can get difficult at times of continuing to stand in faith, continuing to stay positive, continuing to just stand on the word and continue to every day just expect the best.
We just
look to the Lord in all of that. But anyhow, well, let's pray for you tonight. Father, I thank you for Miss Sylvia, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord, for how precious she is to you, Lord. I thank you, God, that, Lord, you've blessed her, God. You've poured into her, God. You're in the process, God, even of now of bringing her forth, Lord. Sylvia's like, I'm hearing some of it, like you've almost been hidden away some in the past, almost like you've been hidden away. But God is in the process. I see him like in the process. And I mean, I know some things in the natural, but it's like I'm getting this from the Lord. It's like you've been hidden away and God is in the process of bringing you forth. He's in the process of I'm hearing the word activating. Of activating things in your life, Some of this is even like gifts and anointings that are in your life that are being activated as you're stepping forward, as you're using them, as you're exercising those things, that these are going to increase. I also see as the favor of God, and just an honor coming your way, but as the favor of God, and a recognition even from others of seeing God working in your life and God working through you, that those increasing more opportunity come in your way, but as well as seeing God using you in a greater way, that he has brought you. Elijah, I think, that was in the cave, you know, as some of them, and even David was in the cave. But as those that were in the cave, it hidden away at times. There was a time of coming out. There was a time of victory. There was a time of moving forward in the things of God, in the things of life. And it's just like, as even as you have been hidden away during a season, during a period of time, that you are being brought out now. You're being brought out. You're being brought to the forefront. You're being there's an honor and a favor of God that is working in your life and upon your life, and I just see God in this increasing with you, and God using you in some mighty ways. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well,
so,
I don't know if I told you the second week in July, one of the pastors in my church, I'm her alma barrier, but she's taking me in the capacity to minister with her in Miami, Florida.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, God.
I didn't get to talk to you since it happened, but she came to me and she told me that the Lord said to take me to minister with her in Miami, Florida, in the second week. So if you think about me, say a prayer around about that
time. Oh, that's exciting. That'll be a lot of fun, and what a great opportunity, and what great favor on your life there for God to choose you. You know, that's always an honor. I mean, that's an honor.
Yes,
so thank you.
Is.
That's awesome. That's
thank
awesome. I'm so happy for you. Have you
thank
ever been to
you.
Miami or been in that? Been down to Florida?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
it's
I've only been in the airport. I've never got to actually see Florida, other than flew out of Dallas into the airport there, and then down to Cuba on a missions trip once. So, other than seeing the airport, I didn't really see any of it. So that'll be fun.
I know. I probably never went before because heat is not my thing. So she told me how, you know, it's really hot there. So I told her, well, no wonder I didn't go, because, you know, hot weather's not, I can't do hot weather too much. So I told her I'll be in and out. She can believe that. If it's not air conditioned, I'm not going to do it.
Surely they'll
but
have
the
meeting rooms. Surely the meeting rooms will be air conditioned.
Yes. She told me that, but I told her after then, whatever she wants to do, she can do it in the heat. but I thank you for praying for me tonight. I needed that prayer, that word. You know,
oh,
sometimes
welcome.
You just, yes. Well, I thank you, and you have a blessed night and rest of the week.
Oh, you too, hon. Nice talking
okay,
with you. Let us
you.
Know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, 954-580. Is this Carolyn?
It is. Good night.
Hi, how you doing, hon?
I'm not too bad. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You sound a little iffy there when you said that.
Yeah, I'm just tired.
Did you get your, I know you were taking some tests and things like that the last time you called in. We were praying over some of your tests and job things and such as that.
Well, I'm yet to do it. Still in the preparation process.
Okay.
still feeling a little bit fatigued at times, but I just have to push through. It's a lot to read, so I have started preparation early.
Right.
So,
Now, how long before you actually are supposed to take that?
It should be in September.
Okay, okay. So you've got a while then. Okay. I was thinking it was sooner than that. All right. Well, let's just pray.
But because it's... Right. Oh, I was saying that because it's a lot of things to read, and I'm working while studying, and at times I'm very tired, so I'm just trying to push through. That's why I'm starting early.
Okay. Well, let's pray for you, sweetie. Father, I thank you for telling, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for just refreshing her, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing rest. Lord, I thank you, Father, that, Lord, I just ask, Lord, that when she lays down and goes to sleep, Lord, that 8 hours would feel like 16, and, Lord, 6 hours would feel like 12, Lord, that when that her body just completely rests, Father, that her mind is able to shut off. So many people, when they lay down, they can't shut their mind off, and it keeps them from really falling into a deep, restful sleep because they have trouble shutting their mind down. I used to do that a lot. I don't have near as much trouble with it as I used to. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing not only rest to Carolyn's body, Lord, but rest to her mind. Lord, a peace that comes from God alone. Lord, a peace that will permeate even the cells of her body. Lord, that will permeate just, Lord, that go through even the muscles and the organs in her body. A refreshing and a rest, Lord, I just speak peace to every part of her body, to every part of her body, Lord, that she would just feel that supernatural rest of God that's that, just like a big sigh let out of, I haven't a care in the world because I'm in the Lord's arms, I'm in God's hands, and he's got me, and Lord, I thank you, Father, for a second wind. Lord, I thank you for a second wind, Lord. Lord, even like catching the wind, Lord, that Caroline would catch the wind of the Spirit, Lord, that she'd be able to soar upon the wind of the Spirit, Lord. Even as we watch the birds, Lord, Lord, I watch them soft, and Lord, how that they'll go up and they'll catch the wind, and they don't have to work at it. They catch the wind under their wings, and they're able just to soar, to glide with the wind under their wings, Father, with an effortless, because they go up and down, you know, they'll go just like people do with balloons and things like that, you know, the big balloons. They'll go up and down because there's a current, and they hunt where that current is, and they find that current of wind that takes them in the direction they're wanting to go. And we do a similar thing in the Spirit is as we're inquiring of God, and it's like our hearts are searching for that place in God, where we're searching for that wind of God that carries us, Lord, that we're able to soar, Lord, with the Spirit of God, that we're able to go to where we're needing to go, and we're able to do it in a way, Lord, that we're not trying to do it, we're not striving to get there, that we're not just wearing ourselves out to get to a point, Lord, because we learn how to soar with you, how to glide, Lord, with that feeling of God's got this and God's helping me. Lord, help us all to tap into that, just that trust, that rest, that place in God, Lord, that you're able to carry us, that we're giving our cares to you, that we're not trying to do it ourselves, because there's some areas we just can't do it ourselves. With that place in God is not something that we can work hard enough to get there. It's something, Lord, of just a total submission, just a total rest, a total belief, a drawing near, Lord, to where then you're able God, to tap us into that place to where we're carried, Lord, that we're carried. And Lord, I thank you for doing that with Carolyn, Father, that even though, Lord, that there may be a lot to study and some things to learn, Lord, that she finds that place in you, Lord, that where the hearing comes easier, the learning comes with much less effort. Lord, that our body is able to rest and be refreshed. And Lord, that even as she sleeps, that you would pour into her, God. Even as she sleeps, Lord, that you'll pour in understanding and wisdom. Lord, that when she awakes in the morning, it's just there. I've experienced that, Carolyn, so many times through the years, that God, that I would wake up and I would just know. I would just know something. And God would have done it in the night while I was asleep. When my mind was not so busy, when I was not fretting over things, when I was not worrying over things, when I was not trying to figure it out, because I'm notorious for trying to figure things out, that when I rested, that God would come pour in. And when I would wake up in the mornings, I would just know. I would just know. The wisdom of God would just be there. The understanding would just be there. And I pray that God does that in your life, in all of these things, that knowing, just that knowing, as you rest in him, as you rest even in your natural sleep, that God pours in and brings refreshing. And in him and through him that you're able to tap in, he helps you tap into that spot, that place, that you just soar with him, that you glide with him, and things that were so hard at times will become effortless, will become easy. And when you get to the other side, it's like, wow, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I got through this easy. I can't believe this is all done. So, Lord, I just thank you for working in Carolyn's life, Lord, and bringing a new, just a whole new level of submission to you, Lord, a whole new level of casting her cares upon you, for she knows you care for her. And, Lord, a whole new level of being refreshed and just building up, or just bringing new energy and, Lord, all that she's needing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, thank you very much for that prayer, because I'm really feeling so fatigued at times, very exhausted. I'm looking forward to that rest.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You know, thank that kind you. Of rest in God, it just brings just a new strength. It just does. Mm-hmm. That type of rest, it's just like everything in you relaxes, and then it's able to mm-hmm. really to really heal and really really just be restored in that way. Well, God bless you, hon. Was anything in particular you wanted prayer for before I let you go?
No. I was just, when I called, I was going to request prayer for the strength to do my task. And you prayed in regard to that, because if I get that rest, I will be strengthened. So I am grateful. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, hon. Well, have a good evening and have a sweet sleep tonight.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Is this Miss Michelle?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good, hon. Hadn't talked to you in a while. How have you been doing?
I've been doing good.
Good. Praise God. Well, let's pray. Your Father, I thank you for Michelle, Lord, and I thank you, God, for her faithfulness. Lord, I thank you, God, for your faithfulness towards her. God, I thank you, Lord, for I'm just hearing like brighter days. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for brighter days. Lord, I thank you, God, for new beginnings. Lord, I thank you, Father, for answered prayers. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that Father, that you have set her forth, God, that you have, Michelle seems like I'm always telling you that how God has set you is like a standard. God has given, there's like a leadership anointing on you to help be an example to others, to be a voice of wisdom, a voice of reason to others. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for even helping Michelle, Lord, to speak with others, Lord, and to show others, Lord, priorities, those things that would be priorities, those things that are of value, those things that are of most importance, Lord, to help others, Lord, even how to sort through things that would be distractions, things that are time wasters, things that really have little value long term. Lord, that Michelle be able to guide those, Lord, that she be able to be a voice in their life. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for bringing healing and health and Lord, restoration in every part of Michelle's life, Father. I don't know if you're going through anything physically or not, Michelle. It just seems like just sensing, and I don't know if this is physical or something else, just that maybe that there's some areas of your life that you're just needing some healing and restoration in. So, I mean, that can be emotional, that can be physical, that can be financial, whatever the case. But, Lord, I thank you for pouring out everything that Michelle needs. Lord, for blessing her abundantly in every area of her life. Lord, I just thank you. It just seems like I keep sensing that there's something physical that you're needing there, Michelle. I don't know. I've never heard you say that there was anything physical, that you had a physical need, but it seems like I keep sensing that there's something physical, some type of physical healing, physical restoration that you're needing there. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for touching Michelle. Lord, for bringing comfort, for bringing restoration. Restoration keeps seeming to be the word that I'm getting more than even healing is restoration in some area. But Lord, I just thank you for it and helping her, Lord, and bringing abundance and bringing blessing and bringing honor into her life. And Lord, I ask for, Lord, for those special things that bring joy to her. Lord, those things that she's dreamed of, things that she's longed for, things even that might would even go back into her childhood, things that she has dreamed of, things that bring her laughter, that bring her enjoyment, that she likes, Father. I just ask for those kinds of special blessings, Lord, that some dreams come true, some dreams come true. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Is there, I mean, was there anything physical that you were aware of that you were needing or needed a restoration in some area?
Yes, my leg has been bothering me, and I've been praying about it, but yes, it was my leg. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, now for touching that and bringing everything into alignment, Lord, bringing everything, Lord, whether there's any ligaments, there's any muscle damage in anywhere, Father, Lord, of bringing healing and restoration, Lord, anything joint-wise, anything bone-wise, Lord, bringing everything into alignment that need to be there, and just, Lord, restoration in every way, bring things back to the way that you created them to be, to work perfectly and in order, in Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Praise God, I received it.
Well, was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight, Michelle, or anything you wanted to share with us tonight about what's going on in your life? Or
I don't know if I had told you about my granddaughter. Maybe I did, because I'm just so excited about what God is doing in her life. And I know that
I mean, you've mentioned her before, but I haven't talked to, I mean, you've not talked about her in a good while.
Yeah, you know, I had to pray for her several times, and God is just turning things around for her in such wonderful way. And I'm just so excited. I mean, the enemy tried to get in the situation with our relationship, and God has restored it, and I'm just excited.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Now, that's awesome. That's awesome. I thought you sounded a little excited. Your voice sounded kind of happy and excited when you come on the phone. So I had wondered if something was going on. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, she's what, 18 or 19?
No, she's 14.
14, okay. I couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered she seemed like I remembered she was a teenager, but I didn't remember how old. Oh, that's a fun age, too. That's a fun age. They get old enough by then to kind of think on their own a little bit and have their own mind, but that's also a fun and beautiful time of age in a kid, you know, when they're developing and becoming, in the process of becoming an adult. So that's precious. Well, thank you for telling me about that.
Yes,
I can't remember her name.
Yeah,
I can't remember her name. I remember it was a real cute name.
Yeah, we call her Yaya.
Yaya, that's it. I remembered it was really cute, but I couldn't remember exactly what it was. Yaya, I love that. That's cute. Okay, that's wonderful.
Yes, her real name is Ayana, and we just call her Yaya.
I like that. Well, Lord, just bless Yaya's socks off, Lord. Lord, just pour out goodness and mercy and love and enjoyment on her and wisdom. Father, Lord, help her to have great grades in school and wonderful friends that would be true friends. And, Lord, thank you, Lord, for bringing healing to the relationship between her and Michelle, Lord, that would just grow. And, Lord, that she would, Lord, just draw on the wisdom that her grandma has. Lord, that the favor of God would be even doubled on Yaya. In the wisdom of God. And Lord, we thank you for her precious life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than
and
welcome.
God bless you. And I wanted to say that song that you played is so beautiful. Do you have a CD or something?
I do. It's, you know, it's not real professional quality or anything, but I do have one. But...
I wish I there was some way that I could get it.
It's on, that particular song is actually on YouTube. I think it's on two or three things. I actually put that one on, it's YouTube and iTunes maybe. Anyhow, that particular song is on two or three different things to where it's available. The Lord... you know, the Lord's given me songs through the years. I'm not as much of a singer as I am a songwriter, but the Lord has moved on my heart many times that he wants me to get some of the songs out there, really to make them available for other people to sing that are much better singers than I am. So I'm trying to be obedient as I can. The man that I was using to record them passed away, so I'm in the process of trying to find somebody else that would not be too far away and horribly expensive to record some of them for me so that I can continue to obey God in that. But thank you. And if, you know, if need be, I can always text you or something and you send me your address and mail you one. Or at times, Randy, I have sent some to him and he just gave them to people. I mean, I don't sell them. I just give them away. Excuse me. And you also can probably look it up on YouTube. Under Jeannie Woods, Storm Song.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
all right,
thank you.
I'm writing it down. I'm going to look it up. I really did like that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, God bless you, hon, and you have a good evening.
You too. God bless you.
I don't know why I'm coughing. All right, 898-989. How's Miss Jennifer tonight?
Hi, Jeannie. How are you? I'm doing well.
I'm good. Good. Well, let's go. Thank you for waiting. I know sometimes I get a little lengthy. I try to take time to let different ones talk, and I love hearing everybody talk about what's going on in their lives, but thank you for waiting.
I love listening to you pray, because that's an area where I'm not really strong in, so I love listening, so no problem.
You know, it's one of the things, the more we do it, because, I mean, I have a long ways to grow there, too, but the more we do it, the more God blesses and just grows us in it. I have to say, it's one thing. Doing this program is the one thing that I know that I'm doing in my life that's worthwhile. It's one thing I know. Well, it's not the only thing, but it's one thing that I know that I'm obeying God in. So I always expect him to bless, because I know that I'm obeying what he told me to do. So, you know, it's his. So, but yeah. Thank you. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I just feel such a sweetness in my heart, Jennifer. You know, as I'm sitting here talking to you and talking with you, I can just feel like the warmth and love of God going through my heart. And just, I mean, I literally feel it like going through my chest and into my stomach. I can feel the anointing even on my hands just talking to you. Father, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for loving Jennifer so much, God. That, Lord, that even I can feel your love as you're pouring out your love on her, that, Lord, literally it's just coming down. It's just coming down. And there's, ooh, girl, there's such an anointing there for you. Man, girl, if you could feel what I'm feeling right now, I can feel it all the way across my back. Father, I thank you, Lord. This is for you. I mean, this is for you. What God is letting me feel is for you. It is, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the anointing that is upon Jennifer's life, Lord, that you have for her. Lord, that she will walk in things that she's never dreamed that she would walk in. God, I'm hearing God saying that he has given you wisdom. I'm always asking God for more wisdom, but I can already tell God has given you wisdom. He has poured wisdom into you and understanding into you and enlightenment. But there's more to come. There's more to come. And all of the things that you have gone through are for a purpose. God wastes nothing. He wastes absolutely nothing. In those areas that you have been so fought in, those same areas where you will help others. Lord, I just thank you, God, for touching Jennifer. Lord, I thank you, God, for bringing encouragement. Lord, that for every day of sorrow, Lord, that you give her multiplied days of joy and peace. Lord, I thank you, God, for the creativity that you have put within her. God, that's for your glory and for your pleasure. But, Lord, it will be. Jennifer, I really feel like some of the creativity you got will be an avenue of financial reward for you, as well as be used by God in things that you enjoy. I just sense in my heart that God loves it, that God loves your paintings. God loves your songs. God loves, it's like I'm hearing writings. I don't know. God loves your writings. I'm not sure what that is, really. I don't know if I've heard you talk about that. But it's like God loves your writings.
Yeah.
But, Lord, I thank you, God. But I also sense that there will be financial blessings in all of that as well. God has poured so much into you. He has poured so much into you. And I know it may feel at times like you've not seen the pouring, you've not seen the benefit of some of those things yet, because you've just not arrived, not gotten there yet. You know, there's a time for everything, and some of those things, they've just not gotten there yet. But God has been doing he's been doing a cleansing in some areas. He's been bringing greater understanding and dividing. Like the word says, that we rightly divide the word of truth, that God has been doing some dividing and some house cleaning. House cleaning, not in the sense particularly of you doing things wrong. That's not what I'm talking about, but understanding so that things are set in order in your thinking. Things are set in order so that everything lines up with God. And I mean, we all go through that. We all are raised with things that later on when we grow up, as we grow in God, that we think, that we realize, like, know what, that wasn't quite accurate, I mean, how many of us weren't grown up who didn't learn as a child, like, okay, Santa Claus isn't really real, and neither's the Tooth Fairy, and, that's just one of the fun things, but, as we get a little older, it's like, okay, we learn better than that. It's like, okay, I understand why they told us that, but in a serious note, we learn things from people we're around and things maybe the way we were raised or maybe some churches because, pastors and things like that, they have to mature in the Lord too. And when they first get started, a lot of times some of the things that we thought were correct later on, we learn that wasn't quite accurate. Maybe parts of it was accurate, but God's just doing great things in you, and I just sense such a great love of God for you. And you're anointed more than you know. You're anointed more than you realize, and you will walk in these things. And I just, I have sensed many times, and I know I've said this before, that there being many set free through your testimony, through your sharing, and I still see one-on-one relationships with people to where your life's testimony and the life you live and the things that you share and the things that you walk through and God's faithfulness in your life, it's going to set others free. It is literally going to set others free, that many will not, that's our desire, is that others won't have to walk through all of the battles that we've walked through.
Yeah.
Because they have understanding there, they get the understanding quickly of, oh, okay, that's how the enemy works and that's how this works. And if we, we make mistakes that we hope others don't, they don't have to learn the hard way, so to speak. They don't have to go through the school of hard knocks to get there.
Yeah.
They glean from our fields, so to speak. So, Father, Lord, I just thank you for your great love for Jennifer, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for encouraging her and refreshing her, Lord. And, Lord, that she will feel your presence and your anointing, Lord, exactly like I felt it when I started praying for her, Lord, that she will feel that. And maybe you do. You may feel that often. I don't know. But I felt it so strong when I first started to talk with you and first started to pray with you. And, Lord, I just thank you for blessing her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for just making her to know that not one thing has been wasted, not one thing has fell by the wayside. And, Lord, that reward is hers and blessing is hers. Lord, and even the finances, Lord, finances for her and relationships, Lord. Lord, and I just thank you, God, for those that will be set free, those that will come back and we'll even tell her, Lord, that because of your testimony, because of your help, because of your prayers, my whole life was turned around. So, Lord, I thank you for blessing her and keeping her and for visitation. And, Lord, for even an increase in that beautiful creative anointing that you have put on her. Lord, bless it, grow it, use it in every way. Lord, make it a blessing to you and a blessing to Jennifer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. How encouraging.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Oh. You're more than welcome. I don't know if I've gotten that about writings before, but it started to come out of my mouth and I kind of caught it and I thought, writings? And I thought, nope, that's what I'm hearing say it.
Yep, you heard right. You did. You did. That's probably my favorite thing to do is just, I write him just psalms. I love to just pour my heart out like that to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand completely. I mean, my heart works much the same way in that. So thank you, Lord. Well, was there anything particular, Jennifer, that you were wanting prayer about or anything in particular that you were wanting to share?
And my son, he called me, and he's out in the desert with a friend camping, and he was offended by something his friend said, and, you know, just that he would, first of all, that he would come to know the Lord for his salvation, but secondly, that he would just, I tried to talk to him, but we lost service, but that he would just, that God would just put it on his heart to just not let the offense ruin the rest of the time together. You know, life is just too short, and we never know when we're going to take our last breath or, you know, see someone for the last time, and just that that would just, whatever's going on out there in the middle of the desert, that that would just be relieved. You know, and for God's will to be done. And also for my daughter, she doesn't have any friends, and she's very lonely, that God would just bring her some godly women in her life so she wouldn't feel like she's such an outcast for my children.
Well, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for touching Jennifer's son, Father, Lord. Every day that we spend in offense is a day that's wasted time, Lord. And Father, that just the love of that friendship, Lord, that love would take precedence, that the even as the enemy would try to put any thoughts into his head of replaying, because so often when people get offended, they replay that offense, they replay those words in their mind, and it kind of grows that offense, Lord, that friendship and the love of that friendship would overcome. Lord, your word says that love never fails. Love never fails, Lord, and a good friend and a true friend is one of the greatest treasures in life that anybody can have. So, Lord, I just speak peace over that relationship. I speak peace over even this trip. Lord, that they can set those things aside and enjoy themselves, Lord, and Lord, just that you would speak to her son during this time. Lord, that he would see even the beauty of God, the reality of God, even while he's out on this trip. But, Lord, that you would speak to him, Lord, in his heart, speak to him in his dreams. Lord, that you would send others his way that know you, that would share with him and even mentor him in ways. Lord, send those that would have an impact on his life, an impact that would be lasting, words that would take root in his heart. But Lord, I thank you for just revealing yourself to him, Lord, for revealing yourself. And Lord, that there's no denial of what an awesome God you are. Lord, that he would even begin to question, that he would even begin to wonder. Lord, I just thank you for sending Holy Spirit, for the word says that no one comes until the Father except the Spirit draw them. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for sending Holy Spirit to draw on his heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
And Father,
thank you so much.
Yes. And Lord, for Jennifer's daughter, Father, Lord, that you would send some friends her way, Father, Lord. We just ask for divine connections, valuable friendships that are true friendships that bring peace, Lord. Lord, this day and time, there's so many that bring drama into our lives, Lord. So those that would bring pleasure and fun and goodness and wisdom and would be a blessing to her daughter, so that they would be a blessing to her life and her a blessing to their life, Lord. Lord, we just ask that, and Lord, to heal the loneliness. Lord, heal the loneliness and let her know in her heart how special she is to you and how special she is to her mom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
oh, you're
you.
Welcome. You are so welcome. Well, it's good to
thank
hear
you
from you tonight, sweetie, and we
thank
will talk to
you
another time.
And I will be praying about your songs that you find a singer, and I will keep you in my prayers.
Oh, thank you, hon. I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right, 205-531. I believe this is Miss Julia May.
Yes, it is.
How are you tonight, sweetie?
Doing fine, Blue. Doing fine.
Good, good, good. Let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Julia May, Lord, and I thank you, God, for the time of refreshing. Julia May, I see like a looks like a Thanksgiving table laid out in front of you. Like I just see like a table with food all over it. The word says that the Lord prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Mm-hmm. In the presence of our enemies, God blesses us. But I just, as soon as I started praying for you, it's like I just saw just a table laid out full of food and good things before you. And that was a scripture that came to mind. It reminds me of a dream that I had one time after I had gone through a long battle, many years battle, and God brought deliverance to me. And it was after going through such a when you go through a battle for a long time, you almost have to readjust. A battle, a long battle can almost, I'm hard to having a hard time saying, it can almost become your normal to where that problem becomes your normal. It can literally kind of change how you act, what you expect. Like I said, it becomes your normal. And when you come out of a battle, then many times we have to readjust, strange as that sounds, to good things and to freedom. And in this dream, the Lord gave me that he had opened the door and had set me free. And there was a table before me that God, in the presence of my enemies, that's the word, in the presence of my enemies, God had, which was the devil, had prepared a table before me. And he was saying, come and dine, come and dine. And that's just what I'm seeing is like, God has prepared a table before you, and God has prepared this table, and that's the scripture I'm getting. I'm not getting a lot more than that. It's just as soon as I started praying for you, I saw this table just loaded with food and good things, and God having prepared blessing for you, God having prepared good things for you. And God saying, come and eat, come and eat, come and eat. Lord, I just thank you for blessing Julia May. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for even bringing all of the understanding, Lord, of what all you've done for her, all the understanding of the blessings, Lord, and her stepping fully into the freedom, fully into the things of God, Lord, for all of us, Lord, for even just understanding, God, sometimes what all that you've done. And, Lord, even in the, not only in the spirit realm, but, Lord, even in the natural realm, that we're able just to step up to that table, Lord, and just receive all that you have for us. Father, I thank you for blessing Julia May and for blessing her family, God. Lord, I thank you for provision, and I thank you, Lord, for health, and I thank you, Lord, for the miraculous, God, that you have done. Lord, I thank you for the testimonies. And Lord, I thank you for continuing in this. Lord, that she will step fully in and embrace every blessing, embrace the freedom, embrace the provision. Lord, everything that you have for her, that she will step fully into it and just receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I wish I had more understanding all that. All I know is what I saw, and I know the scripture that goes with that. I know when I had that dream, like I said, it was like I had gone through. I had to learn a new normal after having gone through so many things. You know, going through things for so long, but God showed me that he had a table prepared before me, and that's what I see for you. Is God has a table prepared before you in the presence of your enemies. Thank you, Lord. Well, was there anything else you were wanting prayer about, Julia, while I've got you?
Well, just continue praying for Jennifer. He's having a problem at her feet and so just swelling on the lot. Having a tendency to swell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, put some Christian socks on, you know, her feet will go down about that. She gets up in 2 minutes. Right, they just pull up a fluid again.
Uh-huh. Well, Lord, we just ask for circulation, Lord, to Lord, all the swelling would go, Lord, that circulation be completely restored and healed, Lord, that everything come into alignment and into flow and work properly, Lord, as you have created her, fearfully and wonderfully made.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, we thank you if there's any adjustments of any sort, Lord, anything that's needing to be changed diet-wise or anything, Lord, massaging, Father, that she would need, that you make it known. But, Lord, we thank you for bringing total restoration to her in each part of her body and every part of her body. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling, hon, and thank you for waiting.
No problem. No problem.
Okay. Well, have a good night.
You too, God bless.
Let's see. Check my... Okay. We got some more numbers on here. Let me write them down right quick. All right, 402-214.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, Sharon. How are you doing, sweetie?
Hi. Oh, not so great. But so glad to hear your voice. I'm glad you did. I started listening and it cut out my phone, and I'm trying to hold the charger thing in.
No, I'm sorry.
God, tell me what to do. So
oh,
I'm glad I'm glad you had some time off. Did you have a good time?
Yeah. Yeah. Last Monday was my husband and I's 40th wedding anniversary, so we went out to
eat
steak. Yeah, a long time. That lucky fella. But
that's a pretty cool 40 years. Good for you.
40 years. Well, can't believe it's been that long. But anyhow, yeah, we had a good evening and had a good time out. So thank you. I appreciate it. So,
yeah,
well, let's
well,
pray for you.
Thank
Father,
you.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for sharing. Father, and I thank you, Lord, for acceleration, Lord. I thank you, Father, for like promotion, Lord. I thank you, Father, for acceleration. I thank you, Father, for rapid growth, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for moving things, Lord. I thank you, Father, for things moving in her life, for things moving. I don't know what all that entails, Sharon. It's just what that has to do with it. But this seems like movement happening in your life. I don't know if it's spiritually, physically, location-wise. Father, I thank you, Lord, for movement, acceleration, Lord, things coming together quicker, Lord, for things moving that have seemed stalled out, Lord. I thank you, Father, for moving in her life, getting a lot of static there. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing encouragement and for bringing revelation to Sharon, Lord. I thank you for bringing understanding. And Father, I thank you, Lord. It's like I see, Sharon, it's like I'm getting a lot of noise feedback. You might have to mute your phone or something. Or I can mute you. I can mute you on this end. Let's see. Okay. Sure. So if not, I can mute you on this end. But Father, I just thank you, Lord. It's like I kind of see Sharon, the Lord dividing some things there. Actually, more in the sense that God giving you understanding, and I don't know what this has to do with, but dividing things up so that priority in what's true and what's not, things that maybe, you know, because sometimes things can seem bigger to us than what they really are in reality. Some things are just a distraction. Some things, sometimes there's things that the enemy will try to bring up that really aren't even truth. They're not even reality. will try to bring things up and try to get things, get us to thinking on things that really, in honest, in all truth, really aren't even real. But I just see like God helping you divide things up where that you see what's real, what matters, what would be priority, what is valuable, what is not valuable. I just see things being divided up so that those things that are valuable, those things that are worthwhile, those things that are real, those things that add to you, those things that God would have you pursue, that God would direct your steps in, take first place in your life. And some other things, like not necessarily, I don't know about things being completely cast aside, that may be, but it's like I'm seeing it divided into three, so that there's those things that God has shown you, this is priority, this is what really matters in a situation. And then other things becoming less important and not taking up not only your time as much, but not taking up your thought life as much, that you don't spend as much time thinking about it, and you're like, that doesn't really matter. That's not an important. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Sharon. Lord, I thank you, Father, for acceleration. Lord, I thank you, Father, for movement in her life in whatever areas that is. And Lord, I thank you for prioritizing and bringing revelation of value in her life of what really matters and what you are leading into and where you are leading her, and even in relationships, and that just kind of like popped up, even in the area of relationships, God directing you there. So Lord, I thank you for it. Lord, I bless her in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we just thank you for bringing things about quickly, for bringing change quickly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Are you still there? Or did I lose you? Hello? I think she's got she must have a bad connection. Well, Sharon, I hope you heard it. I had been hearing a lot of static on your phone, so hopefully you heard me. Anyhow, bless you, sweetie. Hopefully you're able to hear all of that, and I will talk to you another time. Okay. I'll move on to the next caller. God bless you, son. I think poor Sharon's just got a bad connection there. And it happens sometime. Okay, 251-229. I believe this is Sarah.
Yes. Hi, Sister Jenny. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. Let's pray for you. If you're able to hear that, try to just ignore it. Hopefully it won't cut me off. Let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sarah, Lord, and I thank you, God. I'm hearing the word premier. I'm going to have to look that up. I know, like, I've heard, like movies, they would talk about premier, premier movie. Let's see, premier definition. Come on, give me a definition. First in importance, order, or position. Leading. Wow, okay. First in importance, order, or position. Okay. So that's like a leadership anointing, I would assume. That God putting you first. God putting you first in order, first in position. That's like promotion. Prioritizing. God putting you first. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for premiering Sarah, Father. Lord, that's a position of favor. That's a position of honor. That's a position of others recognizing the value in her life and on her life, Lord. So, Father, I just thank you, God, for bringing Sarah to the forefront. Lord, I thank you, Father, for putting her first, which we know God always puts us first. He loves us. He loves us. We're not ever behind anybody. Each and every one, he loves us first. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for the favor of God that's on Sarah's life. And, Lord, I thank you for others recognizing the gifts and the talents and the heart that she has, God. Lord, I thank you for those things being recognized, those things, you know, the words that the gifts, you know, the gifts will make room for us. Anyhow, we know the favor of God. God says that he'll open doors that no man can shut. He'll shut doors that no man can open. So, Lord, I thank you for the favor of God opening doors for Sarah that no one can shut. And I just thank you for, Lord, that your word says that surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. Others have said that, that actually translates more, that goodness and mercy will chase us down. That's favor. When goodness and mercy chases you down. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your favor on Sarah. And, Lord, I thank you for premiering her. What an awesome word. Lord, I thank you, and I bless her. Amen. Sir, I have never gotten that word for anybody, the word premier.
Well, hallelujah.
That's cool. That's neat. And I like, but I had to look it up. Like I said, I've heard that word premiere when it came to movies, but I had no idea what it would mean when it came to people. But yeah, that's cool. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the word that's coming through you, because I tell you, I took a new job, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Certainly could have. Certainly could have. You know, that so, when the favor of God's on you, promotion comes quickly, and those places of favor in the job, and being considered for raises, just having the favor of bosses and preference in certain situations, I mean, that can be huge. So thank you, Lord. You know, it's kind of like God putting a spotlight on you a little bit to show off his girl.
All right. Well, I tell you, that's a blessing from the Lord. I really am thankful for that word, because I was like, well, didn't know which direction to go into with anything on that. But I'm really thankful to the Lord for that word. I mean, because at first I was like, well, maybe this is not me. And then, you know, as far as the job, I said, well, you know, maybe I'll hang around now that I got that word.
God's hands are not tied in any way. His arm is not short to save. So God can turn things around. He can bring things forth. But that's an interesting word. But thank you, Jesus. Well, did you have anything, Sarah, in particular you wanted prayer for while I got you?
Well, I wanted to say congratulations to you for your 40th anniversary.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the time has sure flown by. I'm sure getting old quick.
Well, that's such an honor, you know, to have that many years into marriage. And that's just a God-honoring marriage, and I'm just really thankful for you, and I'm thankful to the Lord for that many years of marriage. That's a blessing.
It is. It is. The Lord absolutely put us together. It was actually somewhat supernatural, but an awesome. He's an awesome guy, and it's just, there's such a peace in it when you know you're with exactly the one that the Lord handpicked for you. So thank you, Jesus, for that.
Well, I'm thankful to the Lord for you. I really am. You have such a sweet, loving spirit when you pray. It's just, it flows so nicely with the word of the Lord.
No, thank you, hon. Thank you, hon. It's an honor to get to pray with you guys and to visit with you. Like I said, this is one thing in my life that I absolutely know that I'm obeying God, and that there's value that it's a God thing. So it's an honor to me to get to do it, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all.
Yeah, because you never know how a person is feeling for the day, and the Lord is just giving you the right words to say and the direction, you know, to say to the people that's on the prayer line. So Anyway, I just wanted to thank you, and I thank the Lord for you. Just pray for, I guess I want to just pray that everything goes well with the new job.
Sure. Well, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this new job. And, Lord, I just thank you for opening the windows of heaven, Lord, and pouring out blessing that she cannot contain, Lord. I thank you, Father, for putting her on the, putting her, Lord, on the forefront. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the favor of God. And, Lord, I thank you for peace. Lord, I thank you for enjoyment. Lord, I thank you for enjoyable relationships in this job, Lord. Lord, I thank you for them seeing the value on Sarah and in her life and the talents and the gifts that you poured in her. But, Lord, I also thank you for the best times and the best pay. Lord, and for Sarah to enjoy it, Lord, for there just being enjoyment with this new job, Lord, and for not only for others to see the good in her, but for her to see the good in others and the opportunities, Lord, to tell them about your love and your faithfulness. Lord, that every opportunity be seized, and Lord, it all be for your glory and for your good and for your purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God, and may God richly bless you and your marriage for even the better.
Oh, thank you, hon. I appreciate you. Well, God bless you, sweetie, and I hope you have a good week.
Okay, you too.
Good night.
Good night.
Let's see real quick. All right, I think I've got room, time for one more. 251-342.
Hey, Jeannie, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Hey, sweetie, thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting up.
Oh, it's
Well, I hope you're doing good tonight.
I am.
Good. Father, I just thank you for Latrice, God, and God, I thank you for the strong arm of God, Lord, that has upheld her. Lord God, you have worked in your life, her life. Lord, that you have been a strength. Lord, that you have been, Father, that you have even shown your strength in Latrice's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the stability that you are in her life. God, I thank you, Lord, how you have put her feet upon the rock. Lord, you've stabilized her upon the rock, Lord. And even when, Lord, even when at times when her heart has felt heavy, Lord, when shaking comes, because shaking comes in life. That's just a part of life. Shaking comes. But, Lord, that you have stabilized her, Lord, even anytime, Lord, if she even felt like she might slip, Lord, that you've held her up on the rock. You have held her feet steady, God, that she, Lord, that she be stable in you, that she would be sound, that she would be kept, she would be protected, she would be watched over. And, Lord, you've used her. And, Father, I thank you for that. But, Lord, I just thank you for added joy, Lord, that, Lord, the things in life that sometimes get heavy, the things we go through, even sometimes as we pray for others, as we try not to take on the burdens of others, but because we care about people, you know, we feel sometimes some of the burden, we feel some of that heaviness, even when we pray for others and we're standing in the gap for others, we feel the effects of that some because we care. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just breathing a fresh breath of joy upon Latrice, a fresh breath of just new energy, Lord, and blowing away any of the cares, Lord, the residue. That's more the way I would see it is like as we care for others and we're praying for others and we're standing at, sometimes just a little of the residue settles on us that feels a little heavy at times sometimes can just pull on us at times. So, Father, I thank you for blowing off any residue that even would be from others, Lord, from the prayers and from the association, Lord, just the residue, Lord, blowing that off and just bringing a new refreshing and a new joy. Father, even, Lord, I even ask for some outings, some, I don't know if you've got a vacation plan or are wanting a vacation, but it's almost like I would sense like the Lord would have a vacation for you, a getaway of some sort for you, something of just fun, you know, just fun and refreshing. And like I said, I don't know if you've got a getaway planned or have wanted to have one, but it's just like a sense like God would have that for you. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just some enjoyment, R&R, relaxation and rest and relaxation. I guess that's what R&R is.
Yeah.
And just a time of, Lord, just restoration and enjoyment and just, Lord, just that time of allowing, just allowing healing and just, I can't get any other word other than like we're just refreshing and restoration and re-energizing and just a new joy. From sometimes a getaway will just do that for us. So, Father, I thank you for just adding to Latrice, Lord, for using her, God, Lord, for restoring everything, anything that has been lost in any way, Lord, for restoring it and bringing blessing and goodness and honor and favor of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. I do thank you for praying for me.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'm curious, have you had a getaway or a vacation plan or have been wanting one?
Oh, I'd love to have one, but at the moment, I'm trying to make it through this summer semester.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see it right now, but God.
Yeah. But God. But God. Okay. Well, God,
yeah, but
you,
I no desire one.
Yeah. Well, we're about out of time tonight. I appreciate you waiting, and I just
thank
bless
you
in Jesus' mighty name.
All right. Likewise. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, God bless each and every one, and I just thank everyone for waiting, for being here, for taking your time to be with me tonight. So I wish you all a wonderful week and a wonderful night and the blessings of God on your life. Amen.